Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us. You don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Rob Dew's like, hey, I think we're being followed by those guys. Those guys are cops. And I'm like, yeah, they've been at the hotel since the time we got here. You know, you're in a hotel checking in. You're tired. You don't feel good. You want to go lie down for an hour. And there's guys, obviously police, looking at you. You're just like, oh, hopefully they're just in here for some reason. And then you notice they're, you know, talking into their sleeves because they all get into secret. Just a note, people ever want to be, you know, quote, spies. The really good ones are like old ladies and stuff and aren't sitting there talking into their sports jackets. I mean, it's so ridiculous. But they all get into these movies. They think they're 007 or something. That's not how the real world works. I'm an agent of the Republic. I'm a vestigial leftover of Americana. Just there desperately in my own ham-fisted way trying to fight these people. And look, man, I don't do the best job a lot of days. I told you that. You can analyze it, either say it was a great victory or a great defeat. All I know is I'm stumbling into the arena, man, after a lot of hard battles, already exhausted. I mean, I'm like a quarterback that's, you know, been in 12 games in a row. Has got both shoulders blown and my knees blown. And I'm there getting run over. And people are like, look at him down on the field stumbling around. Hey, man, there's a war going on. That's all I can tell you. And, you know, I think the course is to get upset and get in their face. And that's what scares the system so much. They'll try to spin getting upset as bad. And it is bad to some people out there that have been lemmingized. But Doug Hagman of Northeast Intelligence Network, any other points you'd like to add about what happened and what is happening? Do you think talking about this will stop them from trying to set me up?
Well, it can't hurt any, Alex. I mean, their agenda is what their agenda is. They're out to marginalize anyone who is speaking out, proponents of the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, speaking out against tyranny, speaking out against the truth, what they're doing in the shadows. We need to keep doing it. You need to keep doing it. We need to pray for you, Alex, because you're at the tip of the spear, and I think we all need to play our zones, our particular positions. But, you know, you can only last so long out there at the tip of the spear by yourself. You need reinforcements. We need to back you up. We need to back each other up. We have to realize that we're all in this together. I don't want to be trite, but you know how they say, if we don't
hang together, we hang separate.
Exactly. That's what it is. These people can be intimidated back into submission. They're trying desperately to fulfill their objectives.
They're trying to bully us. We have got to righteously get them back in line.
That's right. And I think, too, Alex, just in my personal opinion, we're fighting a spiritual battle as well, in addition to the earthly battle. And I think we have to recognize that this is pure evil, what's going on out there. And we need to not only fight on a practical level, but we need to pray on a spiritual level. Certainly our prayers are with you. And
My gut told me just get away from those, because I'm usually the type to just confront, but I thought, well, they could set me up with something. I mean, what do you think they might have been trying to do? Just drop something on me or what?
I really think the issue at the Starbucks, again, I don't know the geography where you were, if there was one around you.
There was a Starbucks right on the corner, and they blocked the streets off around the hotel, and there were guys watching when we even came up.
Well, that bothers me the most, because I think that whatever they had planned involved getting you on videotape, perhaps shoving a woman or it would have appeared that you were bullying a woman. And that bothers me, because if they can set you up in that fashion, they can set anyone up.
They did that with Michelle Malkin.
Yes. Well, yes. Yes.
But they had guys, because I wasn't as sophisticated even 5 years ago at the DNC. Like, why are these guys standing behind me screaming? And they were.
I remember that.
We caught them on. We got the tape going. Kill Michelle Malkin, and then they left with her.
Yeah. We need to be aware of our surroundings all the time. You need to be extra special. Careful.
No, I'm gonna have to go the security route now. That's it. I mean, it's obvious. Doug, thank you so much. Gerald Celente coming up. Thank you, Doug. We'll check in with you more soon.
All right, sir.
God bless you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, now into the second hour. It is the 10th day here of January 2013. And the national media said how horrible that I pointed my finger at the Brit over here in America telling us to get rid of our Second Amendment and told him 1776 would commence. Well, Ron Paul was on yesterday. We're going to play it later in the hour for Gerald Celente. He agreed. He said, "I've always said it's the line in the sand. It'll cause a civil war. I'm not calling for a civil war. Every day you've heard me. I want to stop this from happening. They want to persecute us. They want to come after our guns because the guns go, it all goes." They're already saying they want to raise taxes again now. They're already saying they want to cut benefits again. We're going into austerity, the same blueprint they've used in Europe that Gerald Celente has warned about for so many years. Now, here's the McClatchy newspaper headline. As new fiscal cliff nears, Democrats seek more tax increases. Before we go to Gerald, though, I want to just say this. Yes, watching Larry Pratt last night, we're going to play this in the next hour, skillfully, calmly destroy Piers Morgan was powerful. And that is how I would have rather have done it. But I get angry sometimes and we will make a lot of lemonade out of the lemons. But I don't even think it was lemons to begin with. That's how they try to spin it. Notice they're not inviting me on other shows, national TV shows. They were freaked out because they knew that was going to make big news and get people out of their coma. As a lot of top media people I've talked to, on record, off record, they said, no, that was history-making because it shocked Americans out of their daze. At first, it's uncomfortable to somebody under hypnosis, though, to be shocked out of it. And that's what we got. A lot of people were negative up front, but now it's getting more and more positive. That said, I'm always the person to second-guess myself. It is what it is. But I could have gotten to more points. I probably went too far yelling at him into the second segment. Should have done less of that. But it doesn't matter. They're going to misrepresent no matter what. The point is, we're in a coma. When are we going to get angry? That's why I love when Gerald Celente comes on. You know, he gets angry sometimes. Cuomo's all angry in this new speech we're going to play. Going, we got to get these guns. They're hurting the kids. Get them. Everybody's like, yeah. Are they like, oh, don't raise your voice. That's so animalistic. They want us to sit down and shut up. I think we've been way too meek. Did I go too far? Maybe. But the point is, they're demonizing gun owners one way or the other. I want to play this clip of them talking about how I need to be shot, and then the two, the other guest and the host talking about dressing up in a uniform to do it, like it's okay when the state does it. Here's that clip.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I'll borrow my brother.
There you go. He says he'll borrow his brother's uniform. Pierce agrees. Again, if I or Gerald Celente or Ron Paul said anything remotely close to, let's kill somebody with a rifle, it would be like it was the end of the world. And then with other people, I mean, folks get arrested all the time for joking around about bars. Hey, I ought to shoot that guy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Bob, let's do it. Hey, I'll help you. I'll get the bullets. Conspiracy to commit murder. Boom. People are like, we were just joking. Doesn't matter. Grand jury just indicted you. These people are on TV knowing nuts are out there. They know when they hype up these school shootings where they victim disarm, it advertises that's a place to go. And so I got into all of that, probably overcompensating because I was under the weather. I've never had, I thought it was an allergy, but I actually had a fever last night, so I've had a chest cold. But the point is that it was so disgusting, I blew up. Now Gerald wants to get into a bunch of economics today and a bunch of other big issues that are happening, but I want to get his take on this. And, of course, the news website that you've absolutely got to visit over there, is trendsresearch.com. That's trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente is an American trends forecaster, publisher of the Trends Journal, business consultant and author who's made a lot of incredibly accurate predictions, not just about events, but major trends. And he's been on every major television news show you can imagine in the world. Trendsresearch.com. Subscribe today. Okay, Gerald, break down your take, if you want, on the overall open assault on the Second Amendment and how it ties into everything else. And your take on what happened with Piers Morgan.
Well, first of all, I want to say, and I want to make this 100% clear, I am 100% behind Alex Jones on his stand against the government imposing any more legislation, rules, or regulations to take our guns away from us. I am totally opposed to what they are doing, and I totally support your belief in what you're doing to protect our rights. So I want to make that really clear. And as I look at this issue and as it evolves and devolves, the politicians are doing nothing more than using this for political capital. These are a bunch of inepts and incompetents that have failed at everything that they do. Now, all of a sudden, the fiscal cliff is out of the news, and the official jerks who have been officially incapable of doing anything to solve the major problems are now grabbing on this gun control issue. And as you pointed out, they're all shooting off their fat mouths, coming up with their solutions on how to solve the problem. As I look at the problem, this is what I see. 300 million guns out there. What are you going to control? It'll be as ineffective as prohibition. It will be as ineffective as the war on drugs. And it will be costly to everyone, and in the not only financially, but raping us more of our rights from us, which they love to do. They are the DC gang, the greatest rapers of human rights in the history of the United States. They love to rape us. So, they're going to be totally ineffective. Number two, as you well know, and I know that you have the facts down on guns and who uses them and where they come from better than virtually anybody out there. And as you well know, Alex, most of the crimes that are committed using guns are committed by the criminals, the gangbangers, and the other slime out there in society. And where did those guns come from? No. They didn't come from mommy or daddy's closet where they weren't locked up. Those are unregistered guns. Those are black market guns. Hey, maybe they're even the guns from Fast and Furious. Who knows? So then the other issue becomes there is no argument for them to be imposing more rules that are not going to work. So I support your strong stand on we the people should be able to protect ourselves. And as you pointed out, and you showed those little weenies, I love that guy Dershowitz on there. You know, if I was around Alex Jones, and I would be afraid that he would come after me with a gun. Hey, take it easy, Alan boy. If Alex Jones came after you with a feather duster, that would have knocked you over. So these little guys, these little boys out there that are telling us what we should do to protect ourselves, they're way off.
Absolutely. I want to get your next take on that. We've got breaking news, Gerald. And this continues. There's a lot of evidence this could be provocateur. Shooting outside Bakersfield, California, where we have a 50,000-watt affiliate. California school shooting, two reportedly shot at Taft Union High School near Bakersfield. At least two people were shot. That's how Sandy Hook started, was two. At Taft Union High School in Kent County, California, this morning, as the suspected shooter has been taken into custody, according to local media reports. Let's pray to God nobody dies. Let's pray to God. It's time to arm these schools now, folks. They're advertising the mill. ABC News in Bakersfield said the incident happened at 9 a.m. That's just minutes ago, their time. This is incredible. Gerald Celente, what's your take on that?
Well, my take again is, what are the other issues that you keep talking about? What kind of psychotropic drugs are these people on? What kind of society, a cruel nature of society, a culture of cruelty that we had? Who are these people that are committing the crimes? What drugs are they on that they wouldn't answer you when you brought it up? That each one of these, there's records of them showing how many people on psychotropic drugs are killing this. How about the new guy Obama just nominated for the CIA, who, as I understand, is so much in favor of, quote, enhanced interrogation techniques. How about torture?
Well, that's like Dershowitz. Dershowitz wrote a paper saying torture should be normalized and they should just torture us whenever they want.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not about...
I mean, he's the one that's creepy. We've been out to dinner and stuff. We're just normal, nice, calm guys. These are the weird, creepy monsters that think torture's good.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is whatever happened just now is another American tragedy, but it has to do with the entire culture of cruelty. Oh, no, you watch all those violent video games. No, it's not going to affect
cruelty to animals. People are into that now. That's like chic.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, no, they're not going to affect everybody violent, but people on the edge that become overconsumed with them. Again, the drugs. No one is talking about the psychotropic drugs. This is not a gun control issue. It's a mind control issue. And the minds of Americans, pick up the paper today. Go look at the last study that just came out. It has nothing to do with this, but everything to do with it.
Gerald Celente, we got to go to break. We'll come back and talk more about this in the economytrendsresearch.com. And you can get their quarterly magazine that is an absolute must-read for everybody right there at Trends Research.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Yeah, magically, these school shootings just started. Right as Obama isn't facing re-election, right as he says he'll use executive orders. And if you look at the shootings out in Aurora, definitely had government involvement. The guy was paid under a DARPA program that was in mind control, and that's back of the paper. I mean, it just, you can't make this up. I mean, Operation Northwoods, U.S. government called for staging shootings in movie theaters and on the streets to blame their political enemies. Operation Gladio, declassified. Our government did it all over Europe. We know about it because the Italian government declassified. They worked with NATO and the U.S. government shooting up schools and things to blame political groups they didn't like. It happened in every major European country. They're running Gladio in my historical researched opinion. And now, if this isn't gang-related in Bakersfield, and my God, they could start announcing dozens of dead, just like last time where they said it was one or two, and then it was, you know, two shot right now. I pray to God this isn't. But either way, it's they're hyping it. They're advertising school shooting, school shooting, school shooting, school shooting. They know with copycats that when they do TV shows about young girls cutting themselves, suddenly more girls cut themselves, and then more cut themselves, and then more. When they did death education in public schools starting in 1990, suicide increased. Teaching 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds how to commit suicide, they never even thought of that. It's like an option. You see, when they started advertising death by cop, people started going out and pulling more guns on cops to get killed. It's called advertising. If people ran $1 million of advertising on a local TV station saying it's fun to go to the corner of Washington and Liberty and beat yourself in the head with a hammer, there would be people that went to that corner and beat themselves in the head with a hammer. There are some people that suggestible. Most of us aren't like that. When somebody jumps off a major building, the police always station people there for the next 3 days because somebody always shows up. And the police in the old days would call up the media and say, please stop reporting on this. When we had real terrorism in the 60s and 70s, they had policies where they did not report on it at one time. Because when you report on it, it causes more of it. Gerald, I know I'm ranting and I've got you on here to talk. We're going to play some clips coming up of Ron Paul and moving to other issues that are very important. But, I mean, the way they're hyping school shootings as just the end, as an epidemic, it's going to cause copycats to go in there and do this. They know exactly what they're doing. I mean, I went and took a few courses in media theory at a community college, and they talked about this. I mean, certainly the masters running the media know what they're doing.
I agree with you 100%. It's advertising. And if this was buried on the back pages of the New York Times, these incidents, rather than promoting them, they would have a very different impact. For example, they just killed, quote, 10 militants over there in Pakistan. That's not a front page story. It's a tiny little thing. It was a front page story. Obama sends more drones to kill people that have been tried, never went to court, never were charged with anything against the Geneva Conventions, and kept doing it over and over again, it would become news. So I agree with you. As we were going out of the break, and I'm talking about what's happening to the country on a broader level and the breakdown of the culture and all these people on psychotropic drugs, new study just came out. America, USA, USA, we're number one, we're number one. Guess what? New study just came out. We're in infant mortality. Yeah, we're near number one.
And narcissism.
Narcissism. Oh, yeah. But the other one was, out of the top 17 nations, we rank last in longevity, and we're ranking last in as far as people being healthy of mind and body. And by the way, I was just thinking, any legislation that is being passed now to what they say to stop this crisis from continuing, I want to see studies being done on it. I want to see studies being done that what they're proposing is in fact going to work, rather than them stealing my money, hiring a bunch of their flunky friends to make money on these new programs. Hey, remember that one they used to have in front of all the schools? Dare? Dare? Oh yeah, that'll keep kids away with drugs. Who are the people making money behind that? So what I'm saying, Alex, before any new legislation is passed, there should be cost-benefit analyses done as to if this is going to work, how it's going to work, and what it's going to cost. And your point that you keep making, do not stop making it. They are advertising this. They are promoting it. It's what prostitutes do. They're standing out there and they're hawking it like any good prostitute would do. So they are creating the culture.
Long segment coming up with Gerald Celente. The Drudge Report had this up yesterday, but I'm going to cover it after Gerald leaves us. It's the most powerful article I've ever read on the Second Amendment. Americans, never give up your guns from Pravda, from Russia. And it is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. It's still actually up at drudgereport.com in the middle column. We've reposted it at Infowars.com. And here's the bad news. Biden's just announced they're going to confiscate all guns that aren't registered. So that's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are all in the arena doing the best job we can to fight the globalist. Depending on how you look at it, I probably could have done a better job on Piers Morgan. I'll say this, if they ever let me back on there, I will try to show the opposite side and be very, very calm. Maybe take 5 or 6 Valiums beforehand. I'm joking, I've never even taken Valium. But I'm told that's what people take to calm down. But I was just angry. I'm sick of the lies. I know they're opportunistically trying to disarm us. They could care less about 1 million dead Iraqis in the Lancet journal estimate. They could care less about hundreds of dead kids a year. When they kill innocent people, they just call it collateral damage. They could care less about Fast and Furious, thousands of dead people, that this White House shipped guns into Mexico. Their own memos came out to blame the Second Amendment. And it makes me mad. And I'm just sick of everyone kissing their butts. Larry Pratt went on there and destroyed him last night. We'll play it last hour. But he won't make the news anywhere. Listen, they're not having me back on other shows because they know it's breaking people out of their spell. Sure, they're going to spin it and say, oh, look, this guy discredits gun owners, because that's one angle. And with some people, it will. But the overall thing, it scares them for the sleeping giant to awaken. TrendsResearch.com is Gerald's excellent site. We'll go to that and talk about some of the new trends coming out after we finish up with guns here in a moment with Gerald Celente. But first, I wanted to get his take on Ron Paul. I brought up my quote of, you're going to trigger a new 1776, which I don't want physically. Gerald and I have talked about a velvet cultural revolution of liberty versus their cultural revolution of tyranny, a culture of Americana, quality. We're going to talk some about that. I'm clear. I don't want violence. Believe me, I'm one of the first they're going to go after. But that's why I'm like, don't come for the guns. It will cause it. And Piers is like, and you know, like after the show, they're like, he wants a violent revolution. You idiots don't get it. You're going to trigger it. You're going to draw first blood. You're going to push it and push it and push it and push it and push it. And I brought this up, and Ron Paul said, well, I haven't used those words, but I say this is the line in the sand. This could cause a revolution. Here's Ron Paul. So you think I was right then telling Piers Morgan, if they try to confiscate the guns, it will start 1776 part two.
Well, I don't know whether I put them in the same words, but I think I said something very similar to what you're saying.
Well, God bless you, sir. I hope we can get you back again in a month.
Very good.
What are any other websites that are important to plug? Just campaignforliberty.org?
Do that, and then we'll be listing some new things there because we're making some other web pages. I'm going to have a home page. Unfortunately, I didn't have ronpaul.com, so I'm going to have ronpaulshomepage.com. That'll be coming up, but it's not ready yet.
All right, big announcements coming soon. We'll talk to you and say hi to the family. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Great to talk to that man during this dark time. I told you, executive. They're getting us ready to see if we'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be it. All right, there is that clip with the audio off, but it doesn't matter for radio listeners. I have the news here, BakersfieldNow.com. Bakersfield school officials take part in shooting survival training. This is January 9th. They just had a drill at the school. Now, whether that copycat did the shooting now there, or whether that's used as a cover, we know in Northwoods and other documents, they use drills as the cover for the real shooters. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they're so confident. I believe they're staging and provocateuring these. And you're going to see a bunch more shootings. That's why they're so confident. And why he's told fundraisers, Biden will get the guns by the end of January. And they're training local police federally for forced gun confiscation. And Biden hints at outlawing unregulated private guns and saying you can't have guns that aren't registered. Well, that's what Dianne Feinstein's bill says. Gerald, let me ask you the question here. Because it's very, very important. Again, I don't want a violent revolution, but I'm not going to a FEMA camp either. So defensively, we have a right to protect ourselves and a duty. What do you think is going to happen if they physically start trying to confiscate all the semi-autos, as Feinstein's bill says, and if they go out and start SWAT teaming people and calling them terrorists who don't turn them in? What do you think, as a trends forecaster who's been, you know, so accurate, what do you think is going to come out of that?
You'll see the same kind of thing that happened during the Prohibition. And it'll be another industry that the government creates. It'll accomplish nothing. And it'll be a failure. I mean, when you just read that statement by Biden, were you reading that out of a comic book? They're going to confiscate all unregistered guns? I mean, come on. Where are you going to find them? In the unregistered gun dump? I mean, it's an oxymoron. How are you going to confiscate unregistered guns? They're losers. Everything they turn to failure. And going back for a moment, by the way, on two things. One on the Piers Morgan show about the revolution. I believe there's going to be a revolution, but I've come up with something very different. And we're going to be announcing it within a few days, and I want to be on your show to talk about it more. Gerald Celente's Four Rules of Peace. That's right. Am I in favor of guns? You bet. Do I own them? You bet I do. If I'm going to have some crazy person blowing through my place like that woman did who was protecting her children in the attic, what was it, in Georgia, and shot the intruder as the intruder was going to shoot her, I want to have the will, I want to have the wherewithal to protect myself. If I see society breaking down, let's say what happens, a nuclear power plant goes berserk and people turn into animals and they try behaving like deranged, you know, rabid animals, I want to have a weapon to protect myself.
No kidding. As portions of the population degenerate because they don't know how to work. Everything's always been given to them, first by their parents, then by the culture, plus the jobs are shipped overseas. As all of this is happening, we have a right, a duty, a responsibility.
Of course. You know, and the other thing, Alex, when they made, after you went off the air and they sandbagged you there, with that guy Dershowitz, they were talking, oh, he's making this new world order. I want to make this clear to everybody. The new world order is not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact, and I could prove it. The new world order is the banking order. That's right. They are the ones responsible for so much of what's going on in society today. I could pick up a piece, and we'll take it in the break. I'll get my assistant to get it, from the CEO of UBS, saying how arrogant they were and how they shouldn't have been so greedy, in nice white shoe boy language. You look what's going on over in Europe. Instead of them reporting on all of the prostitute news that they do, they're not talking about the horrors that people are living in through in Portugal, in Spain, in Greece. The people are taking to the streets. You say, Alex, that can this be a tipping point? I don't know what the tipping point is, because the tipping point, they never see it. They will continue to rape us until their sickest desires have not been fulfilled in one area, as when raping us of our constitutional rights, and then they'll do something else. They never learn. Look, have they learned from Vietnam? Did they learn from Iraq? Have they learned from Afghanistan? No. I got it. Let's open up 35 new bases in Africa. Oh, yeah, we'll come up with a name for it. They never learn.
You're right. And they know, though, they have learned something from history, that people will resist them later. So they're buying 1.6 billion bullets. They're digging in, they're militarizing, they're surveilling, they're calling peaceful protest terrorism publicly, they're demonizing the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. Meanwhile, they are erecting all these new taxes. Now, you originally were going to come back on this week, and we appreciate you doing that because you're a busy guy, to get into the big trends coming up that we didn't have time to get to last week. Let's shift gears out of the guns now, and this Bakersfield thing looks bad, another shooting at a school, a government training center, and they had a drill there 2 days ago of a mass shooting at the school, practicing taking the kids to the sports stadium, and they've actually done that now. This again, just absolutely programs the youngsters to think about this, and that this is an option. You know, they lose their girlfriend, or they put them on Prozac, and they don't know what their name is. Well, get a gun. I mean, this is unbelievable. But, Gerald, shifting out of the guns now, because you offered, you said, I can come back and finish because we're out of time. All the big trends that are coming up, other than the disarmament, I mean, that's one of them. Why are they pushing so hard to disarm us right now? Because they know. I was reading with the Chinese government starting to hoard food and weapons for itself against the population. Governments everywhere are digging in. How does this tie into it?
That's exactly it. And that's exactly what we're writing about. There's an economic collapse going on worldwide. They know, you pick up today's New York Times or yesterday's, one of the Fed, the members of the Federal Reserve Board from Virginia, saying that all of this quantitative easing is not going to solve anything. They know that the game is going to end. And you know my saying, When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And I firmly believe that with the National Defense Authorization Act, with the wiretapping, with all of the surveillance going on, as you pointed out, what they did with the Occupy movements, with the FBI, the CIA, the NIA, all of them watching everything that we do, I'm not a conspiracy crazy. I'm seeing it as I'm watching the world collapse around us, and I'm saying they're preparing for the collapse here. And so they want to have it so that they can control us again, just like they took, just like they infiltrated the Occupy movement and every other movement. They're going to do it again because we're going through an economic collapse. Here, fact. Switzerland. I used to call them the money cockroaches of the world. They are now printing more money and at a leverage of GDP to printing money higher than any of the other countries. The new guy they got in there in Japan, Abe, the new prime minister, first thing he did, they're printing more money to the Bank of Japan. You look what's going on over in Europe with Mario Draghi, former vice chairman of the Goldman Sachs gang. What is he doing? OMT, ongoing monetary transactions, in white shoe boy language, in real language, keep printing money. Oh, gold, by the way, Alex, pop up $20 today. Why? Because they're depressing it, and if anybody doesn't think the game is rigged, then you're a moron to think that they don't rig things, because after all, didn't they rig the interest rates with LIBOR? Aren't we finding out all these inside deals that are going on? I'm making the point because it all ties together. There's an economic collapse. The only way they're keeping it going is by printing this cheap money, and in the meantime, devaluing our currency. If anybody travels out of the United States and goes to an affluent nation, your dollar isn't worth a dime, ladies and gentlemen. So what's going on is that this is part of the greater collapse. And then you start putting the other pieces together. Hey, drought conditions going on. Can't bring barges down the Mississippi. Food prices going up. Oh, shortages. Hey, over there in Brazil, big problem. Can't get any hydroelectricity. Why not? Things are drying up. Don't have the water. So you keep putting this all together. The government, the nation, is too big to operate from a central location. What I would like to see as part of the next revolution is secession. I don't want a gang of 535 telling 315 million people what to do. I don't want a guy like Biden or Boehner. I don't want a person like Reid or McConnell. I don't want these losers who have created nothing but misery and hardship for all of us except their friends to keep destroying the nation. And when you look at the Bill of Rights and when you listen to our founding fathers, this is the time for me for one of the big trends that we're writing about, the secession progression. You notice how they pushed that out of the news? You notice how over a million people signed up for it and no one's talking about it? But it's going on in Spain. It's going on in Italy. It's going on in Scotland. It's going on over 200 countries around the world. The nation is too broken to fix, and it's too big to be operated by a mafia, a Republican and Democratic crime family. You can't reform criminals. No, you don't reform the mafia. We need a new system, and that's what I'm going for.
By the way, last week they had kicked them out. They had indicted some of them. I remember 3-4 years ago we were told Iceland's bankrupt. The 400,000 people of the country who were some of the wealthiest per capita in the world, they now are all bankrupted. And then it was reported by Reuters and others. Just amazing information last week that they actually arrested them. Now, at first, we were told all the debt was the Icelandic people's. It was something like $50 billion. Then they said, okay, it's only $10 billion. Please pay it. Turned out 90-plus percent was not even their own national debt.
Right.
It wasn't even their own socialism, which it wasn't. It was foreign British bank debt that their criminal government had signed them on to. They protested and refused the system and sabotaged it any way they could and went on strikes for a year until they took the government over, they stormed the banks, and then now they've arrested the people and they're going to prison. And the bankers are trying to do, you know, dirty tricks to them now. But the point is, at first, England said, we're not going to let flights out of Iceland come here saying you're illegal. We're going to seize your citizens' bank accounts because a lot of Icelanders use British banks. So they just countersued them. The mafia of the British cartel, the biggest in the world, tried to say our debt is your debt. And the Icelanders said you can literally go to Hades. These nice, well-mannered folks actually reverted back to being Vikings. What can't we follow the Icelandic model? Isn't it the way out? Isn't that the key?
Absolutely. Again, that is, you're going to be receiving the Trends Journal next week. Another great trend we have is the Great Awakening. There was a great awakening in this country prior to the revolution. You read it in the works of Thomas Paine. Part of the Great Awakening, first it began as a religious revival. And people realized that their salvation was in their own hands. It wasn't from a hierarchy of a Church of England or anybody else. That you're responsible creating your own destiny, and you'll leave this life in the way that you choose to leave it by the deeds that you do on earth. That was the awakening. It then became a second part of it. Just as no longer genuflecting to the head of the Church
of England. Hold on, this is key. We're going to come back and get into this. That's right. And that's why they're setting up all this tyranny worldwide, as Brzezinski wrote in his new book. They know the global awakening is happening. Gerald Celente predicted it 6 years ago. Brzezinski confirmed it this year. We'll be back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the issue. We got Gerald for two more segments. Really appreciate him joining us. They came out and announced we're going to have an executive order, which they'd said quietly before, where we can just ban semi-autos. And people said, no way, that's unconstitutional. So then CNN, I was watching them today before the show started, back there in the coffee area, was going, it's just an executive order to use existing laws, but it's how we implement them. This isn't unconstitutional. Don't be paranoid. They played a clip of Limbaugh saying this is a tyrannical takeover. And I saw another newscast criticizing Drudge for putting Hitler and Stalin up there. Well, they used executive action to take guns. That's what this is. See, they're always, don't be radical, don't be radical. They're the ones that are radical. And we've got to rise to their radicalness with our base rock common sense and say no. Now, Gerald Celente is covering something here of the utmost importance, and it is so important for you to support InfoWars.com, to buy the books, the videos, the magazines, the ProPure water filters that blow the competition away, fluoride filters, all of it, InfoWarsShop.com. I haven't even plugged that today. To go there, to buy the pro-gun t-shirts, the InfoWars t-shirts, to meet like-minded people, to go to trendsresearch.com and subscribe there as well. Because even if you think you know all this, this is the type of magazine, the color magazine with great graphics and everything that you want to give people, executives, teachers, preachers, police chiefs, that can really wake them up. You can also sign up for the free trends alerts there at trendsresearch.com. But now is the time to support those of us. And that's why I wish Glenn Beck wasn't attacking me and folks, because I want to work with everybody, okay, who wants basic liberty. Left, right, center, libertarian. If you want basic Bill of Rights and Constitution, and if you realize we've been hijacked by foreign megabanks, I'm your friend. I want to work with everybody. None of us are perfect. All of us can be armchair quarterbacks. But we better financially support InfoWars.com. We better support Gerald Celente and his trends research. You better spread the word about these broadcasts in the local AM and FMs, because they won't always be here if you don't support. Now is the time. Gerald, get back into your great awakening.
Yes, and then after the religious part, that people understood that their salvation was in their own hands, in their own mind and spirit, then it became as well, we're not going to genuflect to the crown either. These people do not have a royal bloodline. They have not been ordained by God to rule us. And that's the works of the Thomas Paines and others. That the people revolted against the tyranny of the nobility. Well, guess what, Alex? It's the Great Awakening 2.0. They don't ride around in their coaches and knock everybody over like they used to when the royalty arrived. Now they have their SUVs, their motorcades. They close down the airspace, close down the highways. Every one of these creeps, now they have their jumbo jets. That's their new coaches, and they salute to the serfs down below. They wave. It's a new royalty. It's the royalty that Mark Twain so despised. It's the royalty that Jefferson wrote in his letters, how disgusting and how deranged and immoral they were when he was over in Europe. We have a new royalty. They are our senators. They are our congressmen, and our kings and queens have become the presidents and prime ministers, who by royal edict, our executive order, will tell the rest of us serfs what to do and how we should obey them. Because if we don't, they have the goon squads to make sure that they do.
Unbelievable. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.